Yesu yabaziwe nyo bana wa Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mukulikeyo mukanyomera akawedde.
Welcome back from the parts we've finished.
Kansubire okoleddwa bulungi.
Let me hope you've been done well.
Okuvira damu service
right from the first service.
Iyo kuyitibwa okuli kugwe Uganda.
The call which is upon you, Uganda.
Nsubiro otandise okubako otegeera.
Hope you've begun to understand.
All the
first timers will welcome you in the name of Jesus. And as we open up our hearts, welcome you right from the inner man. Thank you for coming.
May
God give you full and complete salvation. May he fulfill Psalms 51 verse
10
to restore joy of salvation and sustain it with spirit of liberty and feel the peace of God in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We don't want to waste more time. We are meant to leave this place by now. Can we go or we get a word? We have to leave this place by 2, but I see it's already 2. Now what should we do? Those who say we move on 1 hour. Now if you've made that allotment, that's the Acts chapter 1, and they cast a lot to vote, they want to replace and settle the dispute. Even the
vote settles the dispute.
No one argues over time now. Let's move on 1 hour. And we live here by 3. But we want to learn much to keep time because the rain interacted and we began a bit late. And it didn't interact much. But I saw as if it
according to
angel of the rainfall,
he
decided to leave us
alone.
Now we thank God for the good time. All of you are my friends and you are my brethren. I want us to reach home in heaven.
Hallelujah.
And we have to win in this world. For what's born of God overcomes the world. That is 1 John 5. From verse
1
to
6.
Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Prove you are born of God.
You may
overcome the world and its troubles. In the name of Jesus. But you're overcoming. You need to know schemes of Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satan
made schemes on us many times. We want to move on
no, kuraba, to
seeing schemes of Satan unto God and unto church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It is the second part. We are in the repeats. This is the second part. We see Satan's schemes unto God and unto his church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This second part, we see the two types of schemes of Satan. Even though schemes of Satan, they are revealed in the three ways. As we first heard last time. But on this time, we want to see the type of schemes. The two types of schemes of the devil. You're meant to fight to escape. If you're to go back home in heaven,
yes,
praise Jesus much. The types of the schemes of Satan, the two types. And light fights with darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have these initial beginning schemes, falsehood of Satan. We have the initial schemes, deception of Satan. And we have the deeper schemes. Satan appears as an angel of light. And he appears as a preacher of righteousness. Those are the schemes we're going to be explained of the two types. Praise Jesus much. If you have to overcome Satan,
don't
you know schemes of Satan? Even though we see these schemes in the three ways, but they have two types among them in the three ways. First, when we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, he speaks and he says this. Second Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1. Second Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1.
Singa mungu minkiriza mbusirusiru wabutono. Era na ye mungu minkirize. Olinyo uruo kubiri. Kubanga mbakua atiru obuja wa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bamu omu. Ndioke mbalete eri Kristo. Ngaba wala abarongo ofu. Olinyo uruo kusatu. Na ye ntide. Ngomu sota bwegwali mbalimba kawa mubukusa. Mubukusa bwagwo mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omwoyo omutukuvu yatuwooninga.
The Holy Spirit warned us.
Oluvannyuma lwa Mukama waffe Yesu okutwalibwa mu ggulu.
After Jesus being taken in heaven.
Bakolise ekyokubiri esula eyo 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 11. Nyolisoka
pa ku lwokusatu.
Verses 1 to 3.
Yawoninga n'agamba nti ddemu.
He warned, said, I'm afraid.
Ng'omusota bwe gwalimba Adamu ne Eva.
Devil tempted Adam and Eve.
Olubereberye esula eyo 3.
In the Genesis 3.
Mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwa.
Maybe your thoughts be corrupted.
Mukuraba
in seeing,
awamu nebye biri mu Kristo Yesu,
together with what's in Christ Jesus,
nemujja mbira bekifuula
nenge, and you see them when they are distorted.
Ekyamutiisamu yali atulaga enkwe za Satani ez'emirundi esatu.
What made him afraid? He showed us three types of schemes of Satan.
Ezibikulibwa mu ngeri ez'emirundi esatu.
Those revealed in three ways.
Naye ng'enkwe ezibikulibwa mu ngeri ez'emirundi esatu.
Schemes revealed in three ways.
Ate era zirimu ebika bibiri.
Among them there are two types.
Nabitambulira mu ngeri ez'emirundi esatu.
And they move in the three ways.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4.
Kuboya jja bwabulira Yesu omulala gwe tutabulira. Oba bwe muwe bw'omwoyo omulala gwe mutaweebwa. Oba njiri ndala gye mutakkiriza. Mukola bulungi okumugumikiriza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Juzi bwe twali tukuwa introduction ye nkwe za Satan.
Time when he gave introduction of schemes of Satan.
Ezibikulwa mu ngeri z'emirundi esatu.
Revealed in the three ways.
Bakolise n'ekyukubiri esula ye 10.
2 Corinthians chapter 11. Lwokuna
lwokutaano.
Verses 4 and 5.
Lulaga nti oyajja.
It shows the one coming.
Bwakubulira Kristo omulala.
If they preach you another Christ.
Osobola okumukkiriza.
Can you believe that?
Bwakuwa omwoyo omulala.
If they give you another spirit.
Osobola okumukkiriza.
Can you accept it?
Oba bw'oweebwa enjiri endala.
If you're given another gospel. Can you accept it? The Holy Spirit knew it.
That
there will be people who will change the spirit to give us another spirit. And those schemes we shall see of the three ways, revealed in three ways. The first way we saw last time, and we separated the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. That is the first way. The second way, to separate the right Christ and his church, his saints, the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God, from the false Christ and their churches, the buildings, yet demons are the ones residing in them. But the Lord Jesus is not going to come back, take buildings as the church, which has no spot and no rival, but is coming back. But by schemes of Satan, he changed and false Christs came in place, and they came with buildings which they called churches, and they ignored you, the church, to be built.
So now,
that is how the second way is. Now the third way, it's where we say, if you're given another gospel, can you accept it? Here is where we separate the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, from the gospel of the devil, of the things of this world. You eat the world, you get destroyed after, and they twist they subtract, they add on the word of God. The gospel keeping you in peace of the world, yet the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it gives you things of heaven and after those of the world.
Now
we shall separate the gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. After we are added on what we need from the gospels of the devils, they focus on preaching things of the world, and you become an enemy of God.
He
who desires the world and its fullness becomes an enemy of God. And they preach things of desiring the world. They evolve subtracting from the word of God and in it their own things. And others twist the word to go in direction it's not meant to be. Praise Jesus. What we first introduced last time, when we reached the point to tell you the two types of schemes of Satan, and life fights with darkness.
So
now in these types of the schemes of Satan involve these initial schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The deception of Satan. Here Satan gets from his own things and he deceives you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
uses this mostly on those without light of the word, for they can't lighten in its falsehood. But their deeper schemes, here will appear as angel of light. It appears as preacher of righteousness. Here he can even get scriptures.
Sits
you in scriptures as he quotes them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we want to begin right from there on the initial schemes of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Schemes of deceiving the world. Deception has moved in those without light of the world.
But
when reaches deeper schemes, he brings them in church and
they
appear as preacher of righteousness, and
he
can begin a church and you think it's a church. Praise Jesus. But let's first get explained the initial schemes of Satan. Satan the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And what is spoken of him? Bible speaks with us, John 8, verse 43. It says this. John chapter 8 from verse 44.
Mwemuli ba kitamwe setani era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi sote yanywerera mazima kubanga amazima tegali mu ye bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe w'obulimba.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much. As we go be explained schemes of Satan, and them to God reveal them in the journal of heaven. In the two types of schemes of Satan, initial schemes is the deception.
Why
Bible says John 8 verse 44, if he begins to speak lies, he doesn't go in the book of the Lord. He speaks his native language.
His
own things, he invents them and they are not there. This is what differs from deep schemes. For the deep schemes, he appears as angel of light and a preacher of righteousness. There he can get scriptures from the Lord and subtracts, adding them.
Or
twist them, they look elsewhere. But in initial schemes, speaks from his. What surprises most? In the Genesis 3, there are these two types of schemes there. There is his own lies, and he adds in his what he wants. And
the
schemes he also got from the word of God. They are those initial ones and the deep schemes. Let's read Genesis 3. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti bw'atyo bwe yayogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku.
Nti owulira ekigambo kino.
You hear this word?
Sitani omusota ogwedda.
Satan the old serpent.
Mu kiseera mu lubereberye essuula esooka n'olusooka.
Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 he came to the woman. He told her, God really said this,
meaning
got this from the Lord's. He did get them from his.
Said,
did God really say you eat of all trees?
True,
when you get back Genesis 2
15
to 16, God told man all the other trees eat of them, but this tree in the middle of the garden don't eat of it. For this time Satan, deception, he began it from the Bible. Praise Jesus. Those are the deeper schemes you are going to
see.
You can find some of Satan and the Bibles in the deeper schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
wanted you to separate them from initial schemes.
Satan,
when he's deceiving, lying from his own, and they are not written anywhere. These schemes, the initial schemes, they usually call them the Rema words in the language of the false churches.
When
that prophet tells you Rema words,
he will tell you it's
not in the Bible, it's just fallen now.
If you look
for written scriptures, you don't find it. When Satan brought those schemes in,
he
brought them secretly in the system,
and
brought them in the system of the church, began to deceive the world. And they tell you the word they tell is not in scripture. But God has said, go bring your knicker and panty. I pray for you get a husband. And they say it's just fallen, not in scriptures. That is what he gets from his. He deceives you just from there.
And
deceives you when you don't have any light of the word.
Those
light of knowledge of the word, he passes through them to the, in the deeper schemes. Let's move on to Genesis 3. Genesis 3 verses 2.
Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omulusuku tulya. Olunyo olwokusatu. Wabula ebibala eby'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatangako.
Omukazi yannyonnyola ng'omusana gw'ekigambo bwe gwali.
Woman explained as the light of the word was.
Kubanga mu kunnyonnyola kwe yategeeza ekya lubereberye sura y'okubiri.
When explaining, she explained Genesis 2. 15 and 16. God told us eat of all the trees, but this one we don't eat of it.
Satan
knew that this person held light in them. He said, let me pass through deep schemes. I'm going to subtract and add in that command. I've not reached deep schemes, but I'm separating the two. And the Bible says this. Let's move on. Genesis 3, verse 3.
Wabula ebibala eby'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatangako muleme okufa. Olunyo olw'okuna. Omusajja gugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa.
Asooka kutoolamu.
It was subtracted from.
He
said you will not die. If you want to check schemes of Satan, the deep schemes, they usually appear in religions and in the false salvation. For they read half of the scripture and they break off what they want. And he said now, you will not die.
Now,
after she said that you know that, and she said, what is next here?
I have
use my own schemes here. He added in what comes from his. He told her this. Genesis
3,
verses 5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe, amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka, nammwe mulibanga Katonda, okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
Yatulimbawo wano bulimbi.
He deceived us here then.
Yamanya nti muteka lya katulata tutiyamwe chindu chimukufa.
He knew in the law of God we fear one thing death, and he subtracted it out.
Nagamba okufate
muri. He said you'll not die.
Kakati alino kuongeramo ebibi.
Now we had to add in his own.
Nagamba.
He said
atonda amanyo nakule munaku
God knows the day you will eat of it.
Mugenda kubanga
you will be like him. And you know good from evil. Yet the problem which was we were meant to die,
in
truly the body of heaven was removed from us, and we were given this body of death.
He
deceived us, yet he had an axe hidden in his bosom, and he's brought it to us saying it's a child that we carry it for him. When we carried it, he hit us with his axe. Indeed, Satan gives you food and is attached in poison. He added in his own.
And
the deceptions you see in the entire world. Man
cannot
know that the demons coming on head of the living is not their relative who died. That is deception of Satan. He gets it from his.
He doesn't
get them from scriptures, he invents them. And
they
will never happen.
Now,
what they call schemes of Satan. Look to a way he's going to steal from you. And he gets you from God. And after he will kill you, and the rest he will destroy you.
He
comes laughing very well your way.
When
he came in the garden, he came laughing. Yet he has an axe. Now don't you see this world? It's filled with schemes of Satan. The initial schemes, deception of the world. Even deep schemes. And they are in religion. And in the false salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And if you don't know them, going to heaven, you have to give up on that. In the world is where you have clans, yet your home is heaven. Deception is there.
They name you
that funny name, yet you are an apostle.
The world is
full of different deceptions. I say I'm introducing these schemes now.
When we
handle initial schemes that this is deception, I don't know who will remain in the world, and you don't run Satan, except you became a devil.
Huh.
You know, if you become a devil, you no more run.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bible
speaks in
2
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. It repeats these schemes and it speaks this.
Second
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Setani alemengo kutwekulumbalizako kubanga tetuli nga watategera nkweze.
Kakati kankubuli olaba.
Let me tell you,
Setani alemokuwekulumbalizako.
Satan should not outwit you.
Ulinga tategera nkweze.
That don't understand his schemes.
Setani omanyiri wachi yekulumbaliza kunse.
No one Satan has outwit this world.
They
don't know a single of his scheme. Who has ever been where you've been out?
He says,
Satan has done scheme on me here.
Satan
deceived the entire world. His deception.
First
through clans, nations, and languages.
He conned
us that we are going to be buried. But indeed, what we speak doesn't connect. You know, you can
see
the other died.
Let's
escort them to hell.
We
escort them to hell as we say. As we are there, we buried there on the head of the living again.
So
what is this moving on here? The one we buried is on the head of the living. They can even tell you where you buried the tree has penetrated me. If you ran from there and you come on the head, why do you go
talk
back to the tree to penetrate it? Don't go back.
It's
the world you can't reason over that. And this is where you buried me. Water is passing me. You ran from there. Why do you go back?
Why do you call
water to pass you?
Don't go back. Satan and his fallen
angels,
they
are drumming on people's heads like that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And they
don't leave any questioning in you.
To
ask them, you,
oh,
if you are
going,
did you go to heaven?
Where
do you sleep?
You can't ask him.
He deceived you a long time. That is Satan. If you have no light,
of
knowledge of God's word,
it
deceives you.
It doesn't
deeper schemes, why go there?
It
deceived your four fathers, they got destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you see
the light schemes
of Satan in the world, it's not been there. No one could realize schemes of Satan. Them to God revealed them in the journal of heaven. Praise Jesus. And he showed me where they began and their end. And he says, I want to send you like Elijah. And you have to fight Baal and his prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
standing schemes, listen
Sitani,
well. Satan,
asobolo kujja mu kanisa,
he can come in the church
imba,
and he deceive you
that
he doesn't hear our tongues.
Sitani,
Satan
na
deceived the entire world.
Mulimi.
Ask, he deceived them in what language? Things like a joke.
Satan
deceived church. He doesn't hear tongues. You
began
to speak tongues you don't know.
Remember,
Satan deceived angels in their tongue and language.
The Bible
speaks
in the
deceived world. He deceived the world in which language? Satan understands all language and tongues. When you speak tongues, he will not hear you.
You
have to speak words of righteousness. You think he deceives them in which language?
If
you speak a language you don't understand, ask God give you interpretation. You may be speaking tongues of fallen angels and you don't know. When we reach the point
we
speak of tongues of the devils and of God.
No,
they warned you, said they never hear thanks. Listen,
Revelation
12. Bible says it deceives the entire world. He deceived them in only Luganda.
Yes, we have a zip.
Praise Jesus.
You know,
if you don't know Satan,
Satan
can play on your head and even make it a drum.
And he discovers
you have no light to lighten in it.
He
proves his deception
and he
strengthens it for generations. And he proves it to your father, your grandfathers, to your father, and you to yourself, and even the grandchildren. And he deceives all of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Indeed,
this thing surprised me. One day I entered in a certain synagogue where they speak tongues. But me, I hear tongues.
And
I knew there for who.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I went and asked Pastor, why are these praying in tongues? He told me Satan never hears
tongues.
I told him, Satan deceived the entire world. He deceived them in which
tongues?
Angels, he caused a fight to
call.
Ask, he deceived them in which language?
And
said, you know, Satan too gives tongues. If had your children today, and they call evil spirits from under the ocean, and
they
use the language of fallen angels.
You know
why church is gotten corrupted?
It has
sit, pray, tongues they don't know. And Satan comes on their
head.
Another speaks old tongues.
And he
deceives even. Can you deceive a Munyankole in Luganda? Can you deceive a Munyankole in Uganda? He cannot understand what you deceive them. What Satan does was made no all languages.
He deceives
a Munyankole in their tongue, even a Musoga, even a Chinese. Now we
condemn
that he doesn't hear tongues. And he went out babbled in tongues. Now look, you live here.
Someone
in English and they're illiterate, see whether they will understand it. Let's get back to sanity of the word of God. Deceive them in your language. Revelations. Revelations 12. Bible says, deceivers of the entire world. Revelations 12, verses
9. Oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era sitaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna. Negusuulibwa ku nsi. Nebamalayika baagwo nebasuulibwa nago.
Ye mulimba wansi.
He is the deceiver of the entire world.
Yazidimba mu nnimi.
He deceived them in which language?
Ate nno nebamalayika baagwo.
Even angels themselves.
Kimu kyakusatu.
A third of them.
Trillion asatu musatu.
33 trillion angels.
N'obutontondo busatu.
And point three. He deceived them.
N'obagoba mu
ggulu. And he chased them from heaven.
Olwaleero oba okyesa byasabye
ennimi. As you pray in
tongues.
That your angels.
Malayika yagwala.
A fallen angel will come.
Tayari kumutu.
Already on your head. And you begin to babble in your tongues. Come many. You come many. You are calling them yourself. Now the problem has come. You know, among you, you are out there, you get angered over me. Why do you get angered? I'm not against
tongues.
I tell you, Satan gives them. And he can give you his. Did you deceive the entire world yourself? Deceive the entire world. Ask in which language?
Even the
person dumped, they make them signs of being immoral.
Don't joke with Satan
deceives a dumb person till to immorality by signs.
Now Satan speaks
entire world you have to know
about.
The thing Satan speaks in the kingdom of God, they are not there. That's why the Bible speaks, he speaks
what comes from his.
Trust that deception. How long
he said
all things will pass away, but his word will never. Things of deception will never stand. Careful what you've deceived in this world. Everything not God's word, it's deception.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That grew
in not the word. That's deception. That's the book of Satan, which he began. It's called the magic book. It's filled of deception.
But
they seem right as if it's proving to you, but they're not there. Satan deceived the entire world. All your forefathers, they're in hell. They are repenting. They are regretting it. They say the world is not easy. He grew is that name. And they don't know they are a prophet. They don't know they are a child of God. God said,
you
knew you before you're in your mother's womb. He called you prophet or pastor. Now, when you reach the world, Satan called us.
We
forgot we came from heaven. And you reach here, and they deduct 9 months from you. Remember, you already arrived on the world 9 months before you're born. They deduct, they say you're 1 year old. Because the word can tell you where you came from.
Birthdays
you celebrate, they are not right. They are fake.
You celebrate
a birthday of one day, yet you arrived 9 months back.
And
you were meant to say, I'm 1 year and 9 months on the world.
Now,
9 months,
ask
them, they explain where you came to reach your mother's womb. Satan deceived us. When you reach the world, they dedicate you. They enter you another clan and they tell you you came from this place and this clan and they give you where they will bury you. Now when you check from the body, that's when you know you're not buried. Proves how you are embodied. If you see in a mirror, you say, I'm looking good, but you've never seen yourself. You are on your body. You are on the cloth. Your cloth. You're praising over it. That is deception. The initial ones, the entire world, they don't know. No one knows themselves rightful.
They
came from heaven. They don't remember that.
We reach
heaven as if they are. We tell them heaven is a promise, but they were there before. Philippians 3 say our home is heaven.
Can
they tell you your home is heaven? I've never been there. First Timothy 6:7 says, we brought nothing on this world. We shall go back with nothing. We who didn't bring, we came from where? We proved this is the place. Look at another that is a Muganda. Look at the Musoka. Another is Chinese. They conned you in that. And you grew a person deceived.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You grew when you're deceived, but you discover when you check from the body. You can't discover now as we preach.
You're
not
going
to force you to discover now. If you don't want, you will discover it by force. On the day of the Lord, when they come for you in the body, you'll understand it. The world you've been in, you've been in a dream. Now you've woken up.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. This world you are in a dream. All realities you've never known them. You are in deception of Satan is conned you.
Bible
speaks Ecclesiastes 12:7. That the body goes to its dust, but the spirit goes to its giver. I don't know on the two, on you the spirit and the body. And you've been crying much. They buried them. You've left
me.
Lord is stricken. That is the
God
not beating you, is beating the other is taken. What shall we speak?
Summary.
Initial schemes, deception.
But
God kills plants and the
crops,
and He revealed this to us. We thank Him. Bible says in Job 5, verse 12 to 13,
they
say God kills plants and the crops. Let's read as we hear.
Yobu esuli yokutano nolu nyiri olwekumi nebiri.
Job 5 verses 12.
Ti ate nkweza abagerengetanya emikono gyabwe negitayinza kutuukiriza bye batandise. Olunya olwekumi nesatu akwasa abagezi olukwe lwabwe bo n'okuteesa kw'abekyejo kumenyekera ddala.
You hear what happens? God killing plans of the crafty.
It accepts
them, fulfill their plans. He makes their plans follow them. What God did, He took me in the journey of heaven.
Let
God tell you schemes of Satan. What's done my children is enough on the world. He deceived them. But God has done good works. God killed plans of crafty.
Satan,
fallen angels have crafted this world. And you don't know where you came from. And again, he saved. And they have never come from the schemes. They fight for where they were buried. You are born again to go to heaven. Why do you quarrel for where you will be buried? If they don't want to bury you, leave them that their body. You know what enjoy most? Not seen a spirit struggle that they didn't bury it.
Have you seen a dog?
They knock and it goes on the head of the living dog to complain that they didn't bury me. It's barking.
That foolishness
that put in human heads.
Or
you saw a hen in your home coming on the head of the hen living, complaining.
Ecclesiastes 3:21-22.
Who knows the animal spirit goes to the ground and the human spirit goes to heaven. But Romans proves their spirits go back to heaven in the glory of children of God. Romans 8:18-25. Satan is the common man. He knows your forefathers where they go and they are in hell. If they didn't do things right, what he did, himself and his fallen angels, led by Jezebel, they come back on the heads of the living and they make you worship devils more.
The
world put it in those
areas.
I've briefly read of them. I would have read one by one.
One, two, paka
right from the first to the last
on
this world and its deception, and they are not deep schemes, but those in them, they are established in them. You find
Kawaliang,
he doesn't know what he ate already.
But
you
can
get hush over the name. Don't abuse my name. What has troubled you now?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
go to deep schemes. We see
Satan
appear as angel of light, and even his preachers appear as preachers of righteousness. What they call righteousness, it comes from hearing, comes from believing and hearing the word of God.
But
it cones it, gives you a false righteousness. He plans his own.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Here Satan is to appear as angel of light,
and
to appear as a preacher of righteousness.
It,
when it comes to this system,
where
he put prisons in the world and he bound people there, he put religions. You may think they explain you go to heaven and they speak of purgatory, which is not there. When you will check from the body, you will prove purgatory is not there. And you familiarize the blood of Jesus. Now
you're
born again. You think of eating the world, not allowing yourself to go back home. You think you're to eat the world for how long? Even those who are before were like you. You think, where are they now? You order your life. Let's see deep schemes of Satan. This is second type of schemes. He appears as an angel of light and a preacher of righteousness. This one can clothe the garments and they humble, yet they are going to kill you.
Listen.
2 Corinthians 11:14. He speaks this. 2 Corinthians 11:14.
So si kya magero kubanga ne setani yefananya nga malaika wo musana olinyo 15 kale si kitalo era nabawereza be bwebefananya nga abawereza bo butuukirivu enkomerero yabwe eriberanga ebikolwa byabwe
kakati gwe tekyewunyi.
Now it's not a surprise
Satan okwefuula malaika wo musana
appear as angel of light. You know the life. It's in the word. He too gets a word and tells Jesus it is written. God will send his angels uphold you. Yet
he's
brought in the wrong season, in the wrong time.
Now
appear as angel of life.
He has
begun printing the
religion.
They have the Bible, but they're going to kill you. When you know their issues, when they
subtract
and add in that word and they twist the words of God,
that
scripture speaks something else and they twist it, look
else.
These who appears preach of righteousness, they can come and shed tears even. You have to repent. They are shedding clock-like tears, but I'm going to kill them. These are clock dial tears. It's going to chew your fingers, but as if it's playing with them. And they can come say, I was in hell. Now Satan, he was giving punishment there. And he sheds clock dial tears.
Satan
is the leader of the thieves. Immorals, adulterers, murderers who fall in hell. After he turns to punish them in hell against them, they preach to you as they shed tears even.
Receiving,
if you receive this Satan, Satan is in charge of hell.
Wait,
have you seen a thief in charge of a prison? Satan is a con man. And if you don't know him, he can put in sports and lies you very well and make you shed tears. He knows he kills you through them. And you get sorrowful, yet he knows he's not in sorrow. The thing they call skin, the person seems to wish you. And when
you
attacked the garden, he said, God knows when you eat, you'll be like him.
Then
he makes us be chased from the garden. Satan,
and he goes deeper
schemes, enters, he begins churches and religions, and he brings the Bible and he's twisted it. And he subtracts
ads
in it. He appears as preacher of righteousness. He can make you repent 77 times. And
not
scriptures, but he's brought it. You give a scripture that God punishes a generation to the fourth generation. Repent sins of your forefathers to the fourth generation. You look at scriptures. And they say, the evils of the evil man will be upon him. And the child, if they see their father were thieves, and they don't do those things, they will be not counted on their sins. You
did
do, he makes you that, he makes you repent. My forefather I stole. Are you your forefather who stole?
Now,
the things of Satan are very hard. But there is a one thing knowledge.
He's
gotten light already, which shines in darkness. Bible speaks with us, Revelations 2. Verse 24.
These,
there are people who don't know deep schemes. Yet these are the ones which are wild. Revelations 2, verse
24. Abatamanyi
Praise Jesus. You know this church of Thyatira, they told themselves, we don't know deep schemes of Satan. God didn't refuse them to know them. They spoke it to themselves. Don't want to know the depth of Satan. Take away your Satan yourself. Yet, Satan himself will turn against them. He will turn against them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said this down. They said they don't know deep schemes. Let them first hold what they have. But do you think they stood? Revelations 2 verse 25.
Okutuusa lwendijja olwabiri mu mukaaga.
Have you heard?
Kati ne yabagamba mukama waffe Yesu.
Told them the Lord Jesus.
Ubaka bwe yaweereza.
Message he sent.
Kuita malaika
through his angel.
Eri omutume
Yohana. Unto Apostle John.
Ndi kale kale munyweze kye mulina.
Hold what you have.
Enjiri ngabwe najiba wa.
Kale
munyweze.
Hold it.
Olwalero baliwa.
This day where are they?
Satan then
began churches.
Amadini.
Religions.
Ni katikati agenda
mbasi. Up to now they are moving on.
Kodaboti.
You too. Read verse 13, we see. Revelations 2, verse 13.
Manyi jotula awali entebe y'obwakabaka eya Sitaani. Era okwata erinnya lyange. Sote weegaana kukkiriza kwange, era ne munnakuza Antipa, omujulirwa wange, omusajja wange omwesigwa. Eyatirwa ewammwe Sitaani watuula.
Kakati waliwo amakanisa agamu.
Now there are some
Gonga yagateekamu n'entebe.
And Satan put his seat right there.
Bamalayika abagwa batuula.
Fallen angels sit in there.
Naye nga bw'omusiŋŋana ayogera mu linnya lya Yesu.
Find him speak of the name Jesus.
Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Tayagala kwogera Jezebel.
Jesus.
Jesus. Lwaki yekakawika
sotyogera.
Yawulira bamutuga.
The few is strangling him.
Kakati abamu basingana batula ku ntebe ziba nganjeru abalanga
myu on white seats others red
nenda zibera makunganiro
others are in synagogues
baina mu musambo ogutula
a demon sitting in them
nenga boye fura ku tebe
when he appears hold in the Bible
by the strike of Jesus
we must say remigo ja Christ
we were healed
mwa wenyezewa it begins his style like that. Now let me tell you. Satan can humble. You know what Jesus said? Now
they
are going to come in sheepskin, but they are wolves.
The
person to clothe a sheepskin become humbled. Yet the saliva is all salivating
power.
Salivates powers saliva if you look at it. Begin to see counts how many are they today. How much can we
make?
Jesus
Christ.
God has just told
me
there are 10 women.
They
have 5 million. God bless you. Stand up with them. You think they are on you? Yet not.
Have you seen them?
If they loved you, they would have told you heaven where you are to go.
The
one who loves you can tell you what's in heaven, and I will make it there. Now, what is this? Satan begins his synagogues in the
schemes.
Satan begins the religion
and
the belief, and their deep
schemes.
He gets the Bible to stand.
And
prepares his ministers, and they learn to twist the Bible. They train them from under the ocean. Ezekiel 27. And they come back, they have learned to twist the word of God and subtract and add in it, and
they
appear as preachers of light. But God this time, let him expose them in the name of Jesus. Let's read verse
9.
Revelations 2 verse
9. n'okuvola kwabo abeeyita abayudaaya so nga si bo naye kuŋŋaaniro lya setaani
amakuŋŋaaniro nga lya setaani
synagogues of Satan
ate ogendayo ne bakufuula mwavu ne bakunuuna mu buli
kolinako
abeera tafaayo gwani oli kiki
oddayo
muggulu oba nedda bikukwatirako wa
heaven or not it's not their business
tuvula benjiri yonna bagifaafaaganya
devastated the
amadini galiyo galinga ekisiraani
religions appear like a curse out there
weddini omanyi bweninga ekisiraani kyennyini ekiwunya n'okuwunya
how a religion holds a curse smelling even
kubanga obeerayo ngaolowooza ogenda
mu you are there thinking you go to heaven
when
you check from the bodies when you realize
omanyi ogenda mu bulokozi bwe bulima
nebakukubisa
engalo ngaolinga atendereza mukama
naye
nga kuŋŋaaniro lya sitaani
gy'otu synagogue of Satan
era ogenda okuwulira nga bateekamu
oluyimba
nabbi waffe Ebiri Yeboa akoze
ebyamaani
tusinze Ebiri
Yeboa are we worshiping Ebiri Yeboa
ogenda okulaba bwe muba musinze yetabeerawo
is not present in the worship and praise
ajja mu mazzi okusinza
he comes after you've worshiped
and you start
clap your hands he enters
and they
humble you think they have light they light it to go to heaven
yet
these are wolves
these
hide and begin religions and beliefs
in
the false salvation
and
they hide in church of Christ
ayogera my Jesus is going to move today.
Yes, so wange agenda tambula lero.
Oba uwaberewo
ogisemuze if is yours.
Yes, ugobatu wawafe
fenasi uwo. Jesus they gave is for all of us, not yours alone.
Kazidaga my Jesus.
If is my Jesus, yes, wange.
His demon on the
we manya omuzimu gwe kumutwegwe.
Kubanga tonda we aliatu wa yatu wa Yesu
omufe na. He gave us all of us one price.
Simanyi bwe yaje possessinga
mutwego nga kwabe. How he came you possess him alone yourself.
When you are not there, there is no miracles.
Yi wabatali woteli bya magero bikolebwa.
Because you are the single mandwa.
Kubanga gwe mukongo zimandwa mukuru.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
He becomes the single mandwa.
Afoka chief wizard. not present, the demon doesn't come on another's head.
Bible
speaks of them worship fallen angels and they make them their gods. Let me tell you one thing. When it reaches schemes of Satan, the deep schemes, he even brings food and it's called the word of God, but it's put poison in it.
And added
in his things to destroy you.
Bring
the scripture.
Ezekiel
37. Open it. Read me this verse.
And
I saw bones in the valley. Stop there. He's broken it. Now those bones, it's you. God reveals
me.
Business is dry. Read the verse. And
he told
him you can prophesy. You're going to prophesy on your business.
It's
going to grow. To come flesh. To get bones. You finish the verse, it says. Those are the children of Israel. It's not a business. Where it ends.
Read
the Bible but twisted.
The Bible
comes with it.
It
opens you the Bible. I got angered of that. Lord, if it's possible,
let
me go with
them.
Wanted to slap them random.
A
person is
giving
you a Bible, they are very hard. Now what will you speak else?
Because
they are reading the Bible.
Yet
they break them half
of
it. And they twist it, look where they're not meant to look.
Bible
speaks of them in Habakkuk 2:15. And it says this.
Habakuku 2:15. Zimusanzo ya wamune ebyo kunywa. Na yongerako n'obuto wabwo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
Satan can give you passion fruit and it is being made juice and it's of the word of God and they have put poison in it.
He
reads there very well and he puts in his own.
He
gives you food and they have put poison in it.
It
flies well an egg.
I speak of
the word. When you see the word makes you be joyful, you
are
about to lift the chair and he puts poison in it and he says, I see God tells you when to give out all your lives and come begin to fast here and you mop the synagogue. The blessing will come from your mopping. Pastor, why did you take the blessing yourself to mop? Now the problem, what they call deep schemes,
Satan
appears all in the world. It is put his poison in it.
You
know why we use that scripture?
When
Bible speaks in Amos, it says there will be a thirsty and the famine and it's not of eating food and of hearing the word and not the thirst of making water but hearing the word.
When
Satan falls with a thirsty, I want the word of God.
Gamba, can't he
say they are escaping from me.
This cannot
be light since they want the word. What can I do? Let me begin a religion and they appear holding the Bible.
Jamusumba, swampata, swampata, swampata,
the first time he's struggling in scriptures not there.
You can
call you even kiss his toys.
Yes, yes.
Let's read Amos and we come here back.
Amos chapter
8,
verse 11. Eteri njala ya mmere ne wankubadde nyonte ya mazzi na ye njala yokuulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Nti eri banjala
it will be famine
na nyonta
and the thirsty
yokuulira ekigambo kya
hearing the word of God.
Satan yeki yakoda
what Satan did
bwe yalaba nti waliwo enjala
when he saw there's a famine
ne nyonte yokuulira ekigambo
and the thirst of hearing the word
nagenda nafumba ebibye
and he went cooked his
nateka mobuto
he put in them poison.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus.
He
put in place things like the gospel.
You know,
one man went to make an overnight and he read them. John chapter
3
verse 3.
Now
Nicodemus he moved in the night. Say I am Nicodemus. I'm moving in the night tonight. He went to Jesus. Say I went to Jesus. Jesus told him,
can't
see the kingdom of God
except
you're born again. Now end there.
Gamba,
say no.
I am Nicodemus.
Business. My business is going to get born again. Have you had a business spoken of here?
No,
the problem which is he cooks food and you see it is food. You get born again and he puts poison. Your business is born again and you eat with it. As you go out and Lord I don't see you, we were heated up all of us. Demons beat you the entire night. Businesses are crushed. Yet you trusted poison.
Satan
cooks the egg of the word and God picks out scriptures and he cooks a scripture and you find his minister sitting on the offices. I'm looking for the Lord.
Yet
they are looking for a way to con you.
Now he brings,
what brings you wonder what followed.
What
time has left us?
We were meant
to see how he began. He went to Jesus and he had cooked his food and he attached poison in it. Luke 4. Finds Jesus telling him, "You are a son of God. Turn his stone into bread."
But they have
said the son of God has authority. He came from there. He told him,
"It
is written, he will send you his angels. They uphold you. Now jump and fall down."
He
brought all them twisted.
He
joined in even deception. Took him, showed him the cities. He told him, "Bow to me, I'll give them to you."
For
they were given me. Who gave them to him?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's why
Bible ends saying,
"Do
not subtract from the word of God, and not add on it. Whoever adds in it, we shall add punishments on them." We shall begin from there on deep schemes. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.